Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 6th, Monday. Today's day 211. Today's topic, how do you know you are a mature Christian and not still a baby? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Pause here to tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 84, verses 1 to 4, Ezra chapter 3, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to chapter 3, verse 4, Proverbs 20, verses 24 to 25. Now, I would like to invite you to pause here and read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, how do you know you are a mature Christian and not still a baby? It is always quite scary, sad, or angry when you heard someone commented you not a mature Christian, but a baby Christian, or even a religious people. Paul comments that to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, that they were babies and not mature Christians. So, today all four passages are pointing us to understand the essence of a mature Christian and whether you are a mature Christian or not. There are a few points I have received for you to have a spiritual checkup of whether you are a mature Christian. Number one, your old self has changed to be more and more Christ-like. No more full of jealousy, quarreling, worldly, always create division and disunity. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. Paul says, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? Number two, have a lifestyle to have more time to be with the Lord, especially to be with the Lord in the sanctuary, and to be totally enjoying worshiping and praising the Lord. That's from today, Psalm 84, verses 1 to 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Ezra, chapter 3, verses 10 to 13. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites with cymbals took their places to praise the Lord, as prescribed by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord, He is good, His love toward Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the sound was heard far away. Number three, we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit at all times, so that we can have the mind of Christ to maturely declare God's wisdom and mighty works. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. Paul says, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The conclusion today is old self, no more. A Christ-like lifestyle to be in His sanctuary as often as you can and be filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. That's what a mature Christian is. Are you a mature Christian? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to become a mature Christian following the way you reveal to me today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think you are truly a mature Christian? Number two, how can you change to become more mature in Christ? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.